Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, through our radio friends, as well as online. We're really excited that you all could be with us for this next segment. Our next guest is Stefan Arsdal. He's the author of the new book called The 5-Hour Workday, Live Differently, Unlock Productivity, and Find Happiness. Now, many people know Stefan not only because of his work as a businessman, he's the founder of Tower Paddle Boards, but also this idea of being able to work less hours and still get a lot more done. It's something that's fascinating that he's been able to be able to share. And now, of course, we can read about it in this book, and now he's been able to implement it. Now, if you're just now hearing about the 5-hour workday, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But, Stefan, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, Stefan, I have to say I read a lot of books, probably a couple of hundred books a year. And when I first heard about your book, I kind of smiled to myself because my regular audience here in Mississippi on the radio dial know I'm notorious for my very long days here in the office and on the air. And I, you know, kind of credit that, you know, tenacity, you know, to kind of being able to do what I've been able to do over the years. When I read your book, though, The 5-Hour Workday, I thought it was so fascinating because it makes so much sense. That you can be able to get a lot of things done in a short amount of time, especially if you're focusing on the task at hand. And that's one of the things you've been able to do with Tower Paddle Boards. You mentioned the co-founder of Facebook. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But what has it been like for you to kind of share this concept with others, Stefan, and to see the response to it?
You know, it's really a counterintuitive concept. And, you know, my company is, 2 years ago, we were named one of the fastest. We were the fastest growing company in San Diego, and last year we were on Inc. 500 for one of the fastest growing companies in the nation. So when I tell people about this, they, you know, if they don't really know my company, they say, "Oh, these guys just went to part time." But what this really is about driving productivity, and you know, sort of compressing your workday down using all of the, you know, the productivity tools of the information age to make knowledge workers just work a lot faster.
Right.
And then freeing up other chunks of your day. How I initially learned about this was I had a company called BuyPokerChips.com that I took what was used to be a 40 to 50 hour work week and reduced that down to 12 hours. I was working, you know, 4 hours a day, 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and to free up the rest of my time, you know, to basically look at starting other businesses. So it is about reducing your work hours, but how you use the rest of your time can be to do, you know, more work if you want to do, you know,
right.
Or whatever your passions are. It could be raise children. It can be community service. You know, it can be art, you know, music, whatever you want to. Like a person like you, Cyrus, I mean, you are really sort of career involved and you're very ambitious in that regard. And that's a percentage of the U.S. population, but it's not everybody.
Sure.
You know, you can, you know, make yourself super productive and then you can just, you know, do the work of five or six people. You know?
Right.
That's what it's about.
It really is. And you even talk about in the book, Stefan, and I was thinking about it just as you were talking, that what you're doing now is better than actually taking vacation time because, I mean, you can actually be able to get a lot of things you want to get done that people typically have to wait to do because you're able to go ahead and get your work day out of the way and then, of course, you'll be able to have all this extra time. You know, there is a fear, though, and you even address this fear in the book. Part of what you talked about, and for those who haven't read it, again, you really appreciate this point because especially for those who are involved in more of a hands-on approach, like the shipping aspect, Stefan, that you address in the book, that you, I think you had two guys that were actually involved in that at the time when you implemented this policy for yourself at Tower Paddle Boards. You know, I mean, it can be scary to think, okay, how are we going to get what we need to get done, you know, in this short amount of time and still be productive? How are you able to help your team to overcome that fear?
Okay, so yeah, it's not just in knowledge workers. In our company, you know, we have a customer service department,
mm-hmm.
we have a physical storefront that has hours, and we have, you know, a shipping department in addition to all of our marketing and business, you know, people. And everybody went to the 5-hour workday. And basically, we rolled it out as a test, a 3-month test over last summer, and we said, okay, everybody, you're going to clock out at 1 o'clock, and so it's going to be a 5-hour day, but I want you to get everything done. And if you can't, you'll be fired. You just need to figure it out, right? And so, you know, in certain departments, people were like, oh, no. You know, like the shipping department, they still had to get out 100 packages a day or whatever it was, you know.
Yeah.
So, but what they started to do is use software and tools that they already had. And they it turned each individual person into sort of an efficiency expert. They had to analyze, you know, sort of the 80-20 rule of what they were doing. What 20% of their effort was producing 80% of the output, and where was the waste at? And what the shipping department did, you know, interesting because you brought that up, was they had, you know, these sort of shipping software tools that we were already using. I mean, we're not, you know, a huge, you know, backwoods company where we're doing everything in paper and whatever. We're an internet tech company. So we are using productivity tools already, but we weren't using them to the degree that we could use them. And that's what this forced upon them. They said, okay, I really need to go in and learn how to use this tool, and that unlocked, you know, the power of these tools. And then we examined the physical space, the warehouse. We totally re-engineered the warehouse because of this. It's stuff that, you know, we should have been doing before, but there wasn't that incentive to do it. Now, you can come in to your employees and say, hey, I need you to find out how to be more productive and sort of yell louder at them, but it's a different argument when you say, all right, everybody, you're getting off at 1 o'clock every day. So you have from 1 o'clock till, you know, 10 or 11 or whenever you go to bed, you have 9 to 10 hours every day. Your work week is now better than most people's vacation week.
Right.
All of a sudden, people are like, holy cow, like work is just this thing I do in the morning that empowers this incredible lifestyle that I have now. That's the give to the employees. And what you get back is they go to work, you know, thinking around the clock, how can they work faster?
Yeah, I think that is it. And I think that is the amazing thing about this. Again, as you said in the beginning of the conversation, Stephan, it sounds counterintuitive, but it definitely does work. And it can, and it really is about, as you said, figuring it out. We're going to talk more about that. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm already having a great conversation today with Stephan Arsdal. He's the author of the new book, The 5-Hour Workday, Live Differently, Unlock Productivity, and Find Happiness. We're going to talk more about the unlocking productivity here, Stephan, because one of the things you write about in Chapter 6 of the book, Why Employees Will Thrive, you say this about being superhuman. The objective of the 5-hour workday is to make you more efficient. If you can learn to produce the same amount of output in 5 hours as what you did previously in 8 hours, you have increased the value of your work. Once you've done that, you can keep optimizing your time and learn to do in 5 hours what most people do in 2 8-hour days. You know, I think, again, that is the thing about thinking differently, and I'm glad you brought up about the tech side, because that is, of course, what a lot of the business that you talk about in the book kind of thinks along that line. But I think being more effective and being more efficient are two things that all of us want to do in our work. What has it been like for you to be able to share that by your example, Stephan, as to how this can work and how it can make companies and individuals better at their jobs?
Yeah, really where this all came from was I've, you know, been sort of on my own as an entrepreneur since about 2004, so about the past 12 years. And the first 7 years of that, I did not have employees. It was a one-person company. And so I, you know, if I just came into the office, just got my work done, and got out of there. I was all about productivity. There's no boss looking over your shoulder. I was not clocking hours. And you just learn to be productive. And if you can be productive, then you have all of this free time. So I was, I'd already created this lifestyle for myself. Then we fast forward to when I started Tower Paddleboard in 2010, 2011, I started hiring employees. So for the first time, I had to manage employees. And as I told you before, in that the BuyPokerChips.com company, I had reduced what used to be a 40 to 50 hour work week down to about 12 hours, and freed up, you know, Tuesday and Thursday to fully just go and, you know, look at doing other businesses and try to increase my income. Basically, that's the reason that I was able to start Tower Paddleboard. The poker chip company topped out at about $500,000 or $600,000 a year. You know, this year we'll be knocking the door on, you know, $10 million in revenue. If I had never reduced my work hours to free up that time, I would have never started this other company. So, I mean, that's sort of a lesson to people. You don't know what's available until you really reduce those hours, free up your time. So once I had employees, though, you know, I went back to, you know, I'm paying these employees, and I'm able to, we were on Shark Tank. We're one of Mark Cuban's best investments from the show. We're in a, your beach lifestyle company in Southern California. Very easy to hire people here. So I'm getting people right out of college, not paying them much. And we're working, we're a startup, right? We're high growth. So And so, you know, people are working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. And I have those workers working that. And as an employer, you think that's what I need to do. I need to, you know, squeeze the most out for the least out of my workers, right? But then it just sort of occurred to me, we're this beach lifestyle company. We're telling people to go out and enjoy their life. We're working, you know, two blocks from the beach here, and yet we're not really living true to our brand. We're not, you know, we're working ourselves, you know, to death a little bit. And then so I thought, you know, every job in this company is a job that I used to do as a one-person company. You know, in the poker chip company, I was the shipper. I was the customer service person. I was the web developer. I was the marketing guy, all of this. And so I'm like, why can't just everybody in my company just do what I've been doing for all these years? And so we tried it as, you know, a test. And that's really, you know, where it came from.
Right, right. And you show in the book as well, Stefan, that that you are definitely not alone in this. And you address something that you read on Medium.com that really affected you by Dustin Moskovitz, the co-founder of Facebook. And this is something I had not heard before. And it was interesting. Once I read it in your book, I then went on YouTube and found him a conversation he did with CNN Money about the same thing. But it was interesting what he said about, and that you actually quote in the book, about why it is actually more effective to be able to go to this 5-hour workday. He wrote, "I believe I would have been more effective, a better leader, and a more focused employee. In short, I would have had more energy and spent it in a smarter way, and I would have been happier." That was the part that got me, because I think so many times we forget about the happiness aspect of this, and that is, of course, a part of your subtitle of the book, Finding That Happiness. What was it like for you to find, though, Stefan, that by being able to, you know, not that you were not busy, but at least to be able to change the way you looked at your work day, how that did make you more productive and more happy?
Yeah, so that's the thing. When you talk about work, that's a very generalized term. Work can mean, you know, digging a ditch, you know, moving rock. It can mean solving math problems. It can mean, you know, coming up with creative ad campaigns in, you know, today's modern world. So all, you know, work is a little different. Like in the Industrial Revolution, you know, 100 years ago, they created all kinds of productivity tools to make, you know, like labor work much more effective. That's what the assembly line was about. So they reduced the amount of time it took a bunch of people to make a car from, like, you know, 13 hours to like 90 minutes. And this happened overnight because of the using tools. You know, if you think of like the idea of excavators for moving rock, those types of tools for the body is what were created during the Industrial Revolution. What's happened now with the Information Revolution is we've created tools for the mind, software tools that sort of take a lot of the heavy lifting off of, you know, communication tools and stuff like that. Stuff that used to be very difficult, you know, write a letter, handwrite a letter on a typewriter, put it in the mail, you know, send it overseas. That stuff can all happen like instantly now with communication tools. So these tools have made us work a lot faster now. I mean, it's really a 10x change. So it's a different type of work, though. This is in your mind. And the mind can get tired out just like the body can get tired out. So in the modern, like, knowledge working world, happiness is actually a productivity tool. So, you know, a happy, like, healthy mind allows you to work faster. If you'll talk to a lot of entrepreneurs and people ask them, like, what is the key to your success? A lot of them will say exercise. And that sounds sort of, you know, ridiculous. Like, what does it matter? You're just a knowledge worker. You're using your mind. But, you know, sort of a healthy body is a healthy mind. It allows you to work faster. It allows you to be more creative and stuff like that. It's the same thing in a company. If you have, like, crappy morale in your company, not going to be a productive company. You have to figure out a way to make workers want to be there, want to be, and be happy about, and be, you know, sort of focused. And that's what's lost in today's world, that you think, like a machine, you know, if you work a machine for 5 hours, it's going to get X amount of work done. If you work that same machine for 10 hours, it's going to get twice as much done.
Yeah.
Working people are not machines. You can't do that same thing. You know, and especially in sort of knowledge work, you have these focused areas of concentration that, you know, only last a certain amount of time. So you can bang stuff out, but then you need, you know, the mind to break. And what the 5-hour workday is trying to get towards is closer to what sort of our natural, you know, how our natural mind works most effectively. And, you know, this isn't a very scientific thing that we're doing here, but my guess is, you know, you really get about 2 to 3 hours of good work done in the 8-hour day. I mean, I'm talking about most knowledge workers in the U.S. today. But we're taking 8 to 10 hours to do that, and we're wasting a lot of time. We're not using the productivity tools that exist. So it's this collective waste of time that we're doing.
Right, right. And that idea of time, I think, is so important. And I think it goes directly hand in hand, Stefan, with pay, because there are some people who will say, okay, well, if it's a five-hour workday, then what about the money? You know, what about the financial aspect of this for the employee? You bring up an interesting thing even in the book about that, because one of the things that you say in the book about the employees in particular, if this book is being read by someone who, you know, has employees that work for them, that what they can do is to look for that as an opportunity, the employee, to be able to do other things that they want to do, including, of course, being able to do other types of work. And one of the things that you bring out in the book is that actually, this is good anyway because, you know, of course, a lot of people end up on one job doing work for something else anyway. So now, of course, they're able to do it on their own dime. You know, is this when you're talking to employers, Stefan, is that one of the things that you try to help them understand that really in the long run it's better for everyone? It does allow the employee to be able to come in, do the work they're supposed to do, you know, to make the money that they are supposed to be making, and then to be able to go and do whatever else they may need to do, even if it is other types of work.
Yeah, and before I get into that question, I want to jump back because you made a good point about Dustin Moskovitz at Facebook, one of the founders of one of the most profitable companies out there, is basically saying the same thing that I'm doing. He has started a new company now called Asana, where they have much more sane hours. And this is what knowledge workers are finding. You know, they go through this period where they're going to work 60, 80 hours a week, you know, burn themselves out, you know, just put the rest of their health and well-being into, you know, sort of catastrophic mode, and then they realize there's a more balanced way to do this. And when they actually experience that, this sort of light bulb goes off. You're like, holy cow, I was just wasting my time. You can actually get more done by working less. And it's not just the more you work, the more output you have. It's sort of the quality of output is very important in knowledge work. So, you know, I'm not the only one saying this by far. Okay, so when we talk about pay, you know, that is really the point of work. You know, the point of life is not work. You know, we're not economic slaves just sort of, you know, born to, you know, go accomplish work. You know, there are other aspects of life. So really the original point of work is to fund this lifestyle. Whatever, you know, your interests and desires, whatever you want to do, you work a little bit so you can make money to sort of fund that. There are also sort of accomplishments that people want to do that is sort of, you know, good and totally healthy to pursue. But the main thing is to, you know, create money so that you can finance the rest of your life. When you reduced your work hours, like when we did it here at Tower Paddleboards, we basically, if, you know, say a worker was making $40,000 a year, and at that time they would be working about 2,000 hours a year. That's a regular 40-hour work week. That person's making the equivalent of about $20 an hour. When we rolled out the five-hour workday, we also rolled out 5% profit share because we wanted people to understand that this is a new baseline, and, you know, any extra effort that you put in is going to basically drive revenue, so you're sort of responsible for the money you're making. So there's a serious bonus that people get. So after this, that $40,000 a year person was now making $48,000 a year for our company and our profitability. But we reduced their hours to 1,250. So 1,250 hours a year. So now their new per-hour earnings was $38.40 an hour. This was an overnight change. It nearly doubled their income per hour of everybody in the company, and it didn't cost the company a dime. So there was no increased risk as a company. So that's sort of the P&L magic of this for business owners that all sort of stress. Like, this is sort of a risk-free thing for you. And you're freeing up the rest of their day. So, you know, I hire a lot of young kids, you know, sharp kids straight out of college. And, you know, a lot of these people are very ambitious. So they're going to do side jobs. Maybe they'll go drive Uber. Maybe they'll, you know, start a little consulting business on their side. A lot of those things that I was really fearful of when I started the paddleboard company and started hiring employees, I wanted them 100% focused on, you know, Tower paddleboards. I wanted them to sleep, eat, and drink Tower paddleboards. And I had, you know, one employee that said she wanted to consult. I said, there's no way you can consult. You know, you're going to have to go to another company. And I ended up losing that employee. And in going through that process, it made me really think about, you know, what I was doing there. And then in you know, analyzing the 5-hour workday and writing this book, I came to the conclusion that side jobs are actually a benefit in the knowledge worker world. Because if I've got somebody doing, you know, consulting on the side, internet marketing consulting for another company, they're going to be running across other experiences and they're going to have to learn other skills that they'll then be able to bring back to my company. So it's like having them go to college at night while they're at, you know, my company as well. And they can introduce those skills to my company. So it's actually, it's a benefit. I mean, you are, when you put somebody on salary and they work for you in a knowledge worker capacity at a company, you really get their brain 24 hours a day. They're going to come up with ideas in the shower, you know, at sleeping, that you get to use. So you're not just buying those 5 hours that they're at the office. I think that's another important thing. But any of the other experiences that they get will benefit your company as well.
You say in chapter 4 of the book to that point, Stefan, the chapter is how we're working today, and it ties in perfectly with what you were just saying. You're not paying knowledge workers for 8 hours a day of their time. You're paying them for your value provided to your business. Hours are irrelevant if value and solutions exceed the cost of the employee. That is a really good point. But there will be little value of any employee when their brains are destroyed by an excessive workday. You go on to say this about your company's concern. Your company's biggest concern should be how to get the most talented people on your team. That's what you were just talking about. All of your energy should be focused on solving that problem because that's the key to solving the rest of your business problems. How do you get those people? You end this by saying you give talented knowledge workers time. You give them their time back. Don't they deserve that? And I think that is the question that you as an employer have to be able to ask yourself. And then, of course, as an employee, making sure that you're putting yourself in a situation where you can be able to do that for sure. So what is your hope? One thing that we did not mention, of course, Stefan, a lot of people know you because of Shark Tank. I wanted to save that till the end because I wanted them to see the value of this book even outside of what you've been able to do as success, you know, because of ABC Shark Tank. What has it been like for you to use this platform to be able to not only to show people what you've been able to do, but also to inspire them in their own lives and businesses?
Yeah, when we initially moved to the 5-hour workday, there was no intent to write a book on this or sort of spread this message, you know, publicly. It's just I had created this life for myself. All of a sudden I had, you know, we have 10 employees now. And you start to feel responsible for the, you know, the happiness and the livelihood of your employees. That was something new to me. And so I'm like, okay, well, why can't I give this sort of lifestyle that I've created for myself to my employees? I used to do all of these jobs. We can totally do this. We'll roll this out, you know, to the larger company. And that's where really it started, was just about, hey, we don't really care what anybody else does, but we're going to work a 5-hour workday, and we're going to build the biggest beach lifestyle company in the world doing this. And because it's possible, in the same way that my entrepreneurial friends, the people who are thriving in today's knowledge worker economy, are a lot of the entrepreneurs, and it's because of these productivity tools are out there, and that entrepreneurs are sort of forced to use them to survive, and that's becoming a competitive advantage. A lot of the larger corporations that are highly funded and have, you know, just tons of workers, you know, they're throwing time and people and money at things. They're not having to be forced to use these productivity tools, and so they're becoming less and less competitive over time. It really just started inside the company. And then, I also write articles on occasion in some business magazines, Inc. magazine, Forbes magazine, Mashable, stuff like that. And I wrote about the 5-hour workday and just what we were doing. And I wrote an article on Mashable, and it got 15,000 social shares. And that's a lot. That's not just how many people read it, but, you know, usually an article that I'll write, because I'm sort of a nothing nobody, will get 50 social shares. That's a good article, right? This one got 15,000. So I'm like, holy cow, like this really resonates with people. There is this discussion in America about, you know, sort of the work-life balance and are we healthy right now? And that after that article, I said, you know, hey, maybe we need to, maybe I should write a book about this. Maybe we can spread not only the message of this sort of better work-life balance that we've sort of stumbled upon here, but it also supports our brand. I mean, we're a beach lifestyle company. We're telling people to go out there and live more extraordinary lives.
Right.
If this is possible, we need to spread that message. And I think the reason there's this huge discussion on work-life balance is because, you know, the assembly line of today is basically information. It's how quickly can you move information from one person to the next person. And so what's happening is knowledge workers are working 50 to 60 hour weeks, and then they're going home and they're answering emails at night, in the evenings before they go to bed. When they wake up in the morning, they're grabbing their phone, checking stuff. They're working on the weekends. They're working on vacation. So we've gone to this like 24/7 work cycle. There is no downtime from it. And the reason people do that is because if I answer an email at night and somebody gets back to me in the morning, it like saves a day. So if you take a, you know, 3 days off from everything, it really slows down that sort of assembly line of information that is today.
Right.
And so, but this 24/7 work cycle and taking no breaks is creating health issues in society. I mean, we're basically being overworked. It's creating a lot of stress-related diseases. We have like an obesity epidemic in the United States. We have unhappy children. I talk about this in the book, but they're rating like, the industrialized countries in the world. There was like a list of 29 countries and ranking childhood happiness in those countries. And the U.S. ranked like 26 on this list of 29 countries. I mean, we're near the bottom. We're the wealthiest country, you know, in the world. And why are children unhappy? It's because they don't see their parents anymore. I mean, parents are getting home at 7 o'clock at night. Both parents are working. We've become work obsessed. It needs to do this reset. So that's really where it's coming from there. And then you also sort of mentioned in that question about this is really sort of a recruitment and a retention strategy. So the reason we're doing it, really we moved to a five-hour workday, is when I started this company in 2010, the economy, unemployment was high. The economy was kind of in shambles. It was really easy to hire great people. It's got a lot harder to hire great people now. So we were like, okay, what can we do to make this a place that, you know, people, when they hear about it, they'll want to jump from their existing job into our company. And when they're here, we'll never lose these people. And so we came up with the best and the brightest workers in the world. And this is in every office in America. There's some people in your office that are just getting 2 to 3 times the amount of work done that everybody else is. That's in every work environment in the knowledge working world. We want to attract those people. So we're giving them a better bargain. We're saying, come here. We know you can work faster than everybody else. You've got, 5 hours to do it here. We're going to give you the rest of your life back. You can go do side jobs. You can have a family. You can do whatever you want, your hobbies, with the rest of that time. And we feel we're going to steal the talent. I mean, we're in San Diego here. We can feel we can steal the top talent from everybody in the, in the city. We're going to, ultimately we're going to pay them about the same. They're going to get to work, fewer hours here.
Wow. It is a great thing to be able to know, Stefan, and I think too for both businesses and employees to realize, what is possible. And again, they can be able to enjoy what is mentioned in the subtitle of the 5-hour workday, to live differently, unlock productivity, and find happiness. As you have been able to do and as your team has been able to do, that's available for them as well. Again, everyone, Stefan Aristal has been our guest for this segment. Great conversation with you, Stefan. Make sure you all get the book for yourselves through our friends at Amazon.com. Of course, it'll be available there. The 5-hour workday, live differently, unlock productivity, and find happiness. You can stay connected with Stefan. He's of course, is on social media, and his website for his company is towerpaddleboards.com. And then, Stefan, you're just Stefan Aristal on Twitter as well, right?
Yeah, and there is a website for the book too, Cyrus.
Okay.
It's 5hourworkday.com. And on that website, you can download the first 50 pages of the book for free in a PDF. And then there's also a list of 38 productivity tools, and it's about a 30 or 40-page document that details the productivity tools that we use here at Tower. This is sort of the secret sauce of tools that you can use to just work at a much higher pace than everyone around you. And so those are for free as well.
Yeah. All right, so 5hourworkday.com, Stefan, is the title? Is the website?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. 5hourworkday.com.
5hourworkday.com is where you all can go, of course, to take advantage of that, getting the first 50 pages. That is great for him to be able to offer that. So make sure you all take advantage of that. Stefan, it really has been a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you'll come back and share with us again on the program.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Cyrus. I appreciate it.
Yeah, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, whether you're joining us through Conversations Radio Network, through our radio friends, or online. We're glad you all could be with us today. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.